This is the Eye for an Eye channel. Welcome to today's show. Most people don't realize that every single thing that's reported on the news, the national news, as in CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, is put there for a purpose. They do not go and put news out there because they want to inform us of anything. Thus, a story like this about an F-35 fighter jet going missing would not ever be told to the American people unless, of course, there was a reason for it. Why would they ever tell us this stuff? How often do we hear about the military and government secrecy? Why would they come out and tell us this stuff? They won't even come out and put the real information out there about John F. Kennedy's assassination. They won't even give any information. They keep sealing that stuff up. So why would they come out and say, hey, guess what? An F-35 fighter pilot jet is missing and we need your help to find it. Obviously, there's a psychological operation behind this. Now, we could all look at this, and I'm interested to see your comments in the comment section below, and I'll go over some of the things that I think of as to why they would be telling us this. Of course, this does tie into the whole mindset of our military and our government being completely incompetent, right? Which sets us up for what? Sets us up for utter destruction. So if something does happen, which would be our own government doing it, again, don't fall for the deception of them telling you it's Russia or somewhere else. It would be our own government. We would all believe, or the masses out there, I should say, would believe that it was actually another country who did it, and they would believe it that it was capable of happening because of all of these types of stories that are out there about the incompetency of the United States government and the United States military, right? That's one of the reasons we've seen all this stuff with the military and pronoun training, how they've been openly announcing all of that stuff and how they're training the military in gender equality and pronouns and how to accept the LGBT. That's done by design, right? Because any person with common sense, and that's the majority of our society, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, see that stuff, and they're probably just going, why are we doing this? Shouldn't they be trained in how to protect us, you know, and combat, et cetera, et cetera? They're being trained on how to be nice. Well, that's to psychologically prepare you for when this country gets completely obliterated so that you go, see, the Democrats have been doing this and they've been weakening our military by, you know, because they're so emotional and so tied into these woke movement things when they're doing it deliberately to plant seeds in your head so that you'll believe it happens when it happens. The military in our country is going to back down. They've been told to back down to any outside threat because the outside threat, of course, is going to be our own government and our own military is going to be in on this, at least certain special ops groups within the military. Not every single person who's in the military has any idea about this stuff. So if you're out there and you were in the military, if you're out there, you are in the military, you're out there and you have children in the military, it doesn't mean that they necessarily have any idea about what's going on. They're puppets and pawns just like everybody else to these people. But they do have, obviously, black ops, which are super soldiers. These are, in one sense, like Manchurian candidates who have been trained and programmed, who can switch alters like that don't even realize what they're doing. So they'll have no conscience when they do some of these things to their own people who they're supposed to be protecting. So back to the story, right? There's the other thing that you could throw into this. The U.S. is asking for help finding a missing F-35 fighter jet. Now, this is supposed to be the most expensive, the biggest jet, like the most prominent jet. It's $80 million or so to speak per one of these jets. And we're supposed to believe that they can't locate it. What is there? There's no tracking. I mean, you could put these tracking devices in cell phones. You can't. Of course there's tracking. Of course they could track it down. I mean, how stupid could people possibly be to think that the government wouldn't be able to track this? Now, here's the story about the F-35 as reported on the local and the mainstream news outlets.
But we begin tonight with breaking news. Military officials say they're responding to a, quote, mishap involving an F-35 fighter jet. Officials say the pilot of an F-35 Lightning II ejected from the jet and landed safely, but the search is on now for the missing F-35. They don't know where it is and are asking the public for help. Publicly available flight data shows sled flying over Lake Moultrie near Charleston. If you know anything, call Joint Base Charleston at 843-963-3600.
Military officials are looking for a state-of-the-art F-35 warplane that doesn't have a pilot. The F-35 was flying out of Joint Base Charleston when the pilot had to eject over North Charleston, but the pilot apparently enabled an automatic flight system. There's no concrete evidence right now that the plane has crashed. The pilot was found and taken to a hospital.
Helping news this morning, officials are still searching for a missing aircraft after a pilot ejected from a plane in North Charleston. Officials with Joint Base Charleston say they're investigating a, quote, mishap involving a Marine Corps Air Station Buford F-35 aircraft that landed near North Charleston. According to officials, a pilot was found on South Kenwood Drive around 3 p.m. Sunday after safely ejecting from the passing plane. The pilot is now being treated at a local hospital. Authorities also say his wingman flying in a separate aircraft landed safely at Joint Base Charleston during the latest update. Officials tell us they're still working to locate that F-35 plane. We will keep you updated on the situation as new information comes in.
Okay, so they want us to believe this for a reason. Now, these F-35 planes, I'm going to show you a clip from Lockheed Martin so that you can actually see, and I've used this before with the things related to Maui, you can actually see that these planes are so far advanced with the technology that they have. And this is only what they're releasing to us, so we can only imagine what else they could possibly do. But of course, these things happen to have direct energy weapons on them. Now, are they going to use a PSYOP in the future and tell us that the missing F-35 was located and hijacked by Russia and they use a direct energy weapon on us? I mean, who knows what the propaganda is going to be? But we know that they want this out there for a reason, right? Why do they want it out there? That's what's to be determined. But again, you have to remember, because the average person, even if they're intelligent, the average person thinks that everything reported on the news is reported on the news to inform us. Everything is reported on the news to groom us, to psychologically condition and prepare us. There's so many things that happen that never make the news, that would never make the news. So every time you see a story, you have to say, what are they doing? What is it making me feel? Why, you know, let yourself get drawn in and pull yourself out so you could understand what they're doing, because that's what they're doing to the common person, right? They're psychologically pulling you in, and then they want you to react a certain way. So you have to watch it, see what you're actually feeling, and then know to pull yourself out of it to see what they're doing to herd people. So this is from Lockheed. This is just, I'm laughing at this stuff because it's so laughable that people are buying into these PSYOPs. And I see all these conservatives who believe it too, because they're like, how incompetent is the Biden administration? That's how they want you to respond to this, okay? When it's the Republicans and the Democrats in Congress working together, showing hypocrisy, buffoonery, right? The stuff I mentioned with Lauren Boebert, right? A Christian conservative who's at the movie theater getting felt up, rubbing another man in a public movie theater. And of course, they just conveniently released the footage. This is all done by design. It's a sabotage of the United States government structure to bring in a new world order government structure. All these people are a part of that. They wanted to sabotage the way that it is and make you think that it's happening because of mere incompetency of the people that are in charge. And then it's our fault for electing and putting these people in these positions so they can blame it on us. You're the ones who elected them. The liberals elected Biden and you elected Trump and back and forth when there's no elections. This whole thing is under control. And if the people knew that, again, they would rise up, band together and go after this small group of people who is responsible for doing this, controlling the media, controlling the information flow, and of course, running these psychological operations on the nation. But go take a look here at Lockheed Martin at their video clip showing you about the technology on the F-35 series, which is the most advanced fighter jet in the world, which I guess the most advanced fighter jets in the world can apparently go missing when you couldn't even have, and with the technology that's out there, just based on the cameras that are on every street corner, a human couldn't go missing, let alone something that has all sorts of Bluetooth technology, everything else possible built into it. It's not possible for an F-35 to go missing unless they want it to. So here's the capability of it, and notice the direct energy laser weaponry on it.
This is the F-35, an advanced multi-role fighter. Now, there's three variants of the F-35. The F-35A was built for conventional takeoff and landing. The F-35B, which utilizes revolutionary lift band technology to take off in short distances, accomplish hover operations, and land vertically. And the F-35C, with a larger wing, reinforced landing gear, and a specialized tail hook to permit operations on an aircraft carrier. Now, each variant meets a specific need, but all models of the F-35 provide the pilot with stealth and an advanced platform to gather information and disperse information across the battle space. So what is stealth? Stealth describes techniques that are used to make an aircraft less visible on radar. One of those techniques involves the use of radar absorbent material, or RAM. Radar absorbent material, or the outside coating of the aircraft, can be used to decrease or absorb radar energy so that the overall effect is that the aircraft signature is decreased. Another technique is by the use of the structure of the aircraft. The design of the wings, the fuselage, the tails, everything is combined together with very specific shapes and geometries so that radar reflections can be controlled to the max extent possible. Additionally, weapons and fuel can be carried internally or inside the structure of the aircraft, so the stealth characteristics are maintained while the aircraft is still fully mission capable. The F-35 has an advanced built-in sensor suite, one of those attributes making it a fifth generation fighter. This is the Electro-Optical Targeting System, or EOTS. EOTS is integrated directly into the airframe of the aircraft. And what that means is there's no need to externally mount a targeting pod on the outside fuselage as is done on fourth generation fighters. Now on the F-35, it's built right in. The system combines a forward-looking infrared and infrared search and check. With this design, the F-35 can detect threats like never before and identify areas of interest for flight operations. EOTS also gives the pilot the ability to precisely deliver laser-guided and GPS-guided munitions from their own aircraft or other allied platforms. Located in the nose of the F-35, right above EOTS, is the most advanced radar system in production. It is called the F-35 Active Electronically Scanned Array Radar, or AESA radar. An AESA radar is able to detect, locate, and identify multiple threats at long range using both active and passive modes. It can simultaneously monitor air-to-air and the air-to-surface environment to provide situational awareness to the pilot. The AESA differs from previous radars in that it is composed of a single array of many transmitters and receivers that form a beam of radio waves that can be steered and controlled electronically. That means there are no moving parts and the array is fast, robust, and reliable. It's also capable of suppressing adversary air defense systems through electronic attack by directing RF energy at its targets.
Fighter jets like the F-35, F-15, Super Hornet, and many others are always looking for an edge on the battlefield. So why not try and add some sort of laser weapon that could damage any enemy in the sky? This month, Lockheed Martin announced that it had delivered a compact directed energy weapon to the Air Force Research Lab, AFRL, this past February, reaching a key milestone in the efforts that would see tactical fighter jets equipped with a laser capable of shooting down anti-aircraft missiles. Dubbed Lance Laser Advancements for Next Generation Compact Environments, it has been under development for several years. Lockheed Martin had been awarded the contract to design, develop and produce the system in November 2017 as part of the United States Air Force's Self-Protect High Energy Laser Demonstrator, SHIELD, program. It is the smallest, lightest, high-energy laser of its power class that Lockheed Martin has built to date, Tyler Griffin, a company executive, told reporters earlier this month in the run-up to the Farnborough Airshow, Breaking Defense reported. It is a critical benchmark in developing an operational laser weapon system in the airborne domain. Lance is a compact, high-efficiency laser that was designed to address the constraints of mounting such a weapon on a fighter aircraft. This follows efforts by the company to provide a 60 kilowatts class laser that was installed on a U.S. Army ground vehicle as part of the Robust Electric Laser Initiative program. The Lance system is reportedly 1/6 the size of the Army laser, and it is complemented by a pod subsystem that mounts to the aircraft, while it includes a beam control targeting system. These subsystems are the most compact and capable laser weapon technologies delivered to date, said Kent Wood, acting director of AFRL's Directed Energy Directorate, who added, "Mission utility analyses and wargaming studies are ongoing and will help determine how these subsystems and/or an integrated laser weapon system might potentially be used. Specific targets for future tests and demonstrations will be determined by the results of these studies as well." Developing such a futuristic weapon is apparently too great even for the country's largest defense contractor. That is why SHIELD is actually a collaborative effort that involves several industry rivals. As reported by TheDrive, Lockheed Martin has been contracted to provide the actual laser weapon in the form of Lance, while aerospace giant Boeing has produced a pod that carries it, and Northrop Grumman is now responsible for the beam control system that puts the laser onto its target.
So this is laughable. And here's the stories from the mainstream media. The U.S. fighter jet stealth abilities appear to be working too well. Ha 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 ha. Give me a break. With authorities forced to ask the public for help finding an F-35. Yeah, because they ask us to help them find an F-35 because, the government always asks us for our help, right? I mean, it's so ridiculous, right? So they're asking the people for help to find the F-35 that went missing somewhere over South Carolina when the pilot ejected because of a quote-unquote mishap. No word on what the mishap was. And remember, these jets can fly themselves. They don't need humans inside of these. They're not telling you that yet. But they, you know, I mean, I'm sure they do in some sense, but they don't need humans inside of it, okay? They don't use humans inside. They don't want human error involved. And they don't want human conscience involved, because you never know, one of these humans might change their mind about, you know, using a direct energy weapon on their own people, or, you know, being responsible for the murder of so many people. Now, again, Manchurian candidates, super soldiers, wouldn't have a conscience where they would actually care, but they could always snap out of an altar somehow, you know, based on the ability of still somewhere inside of them being a human. So, of course, these things happen when these mishaps occur. They'll tell you that, oh, mishap occurred. We don't know. You know, who went missing? John Doe? Oh, okay, great. John Doe is missing, ladies and gentlemen. But so is the plane. John Doe went AWOL out of the ship, and he's in a hospital somewhere, but we won't ever find out who that was. So Joint Base Charleston, an air base in North Charleston, said it was working with the Marine Corps Air Station to locate an F-35 that was involved in the mishap. The pilot was able to safely eject the aircraft, an F-35B Lightning jet, and it was taken to a local, he was taken to a local medical center in stable condition, of course. Again, John Doe, or George Glass, maybe we'll call him. The jet was left in autopilot mode when the pilot ejected from the aircraft, so there's a possibility it could still be airborne, according to Jeremy Huggins, a spokesperson at Joint Base Charleston. However, he said searchers were focusing their attention north of the airbase around Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, based on the jet's last known position in coordination with the Federal Aviation Administration. Asked whether that meant that officials believe the jet could have crashed, Huggins said he was unable to elaborate, but that more information would be forthcoming. The FAA did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The circumstances that prompted the pilot to eject the aircraft are also not immediately clear. So let's just get this straight. A guy ejects the plane. The plane's on autopilot. Who's controlling it on autopilot? How are they losing track of the plane? Right? Nothing mentioned, right? The incident, of course, well, here's how they deflect. Here's a Republican, right? The incident attracted some criticism, with a Republican, Nancy Mace, asking in a social media post, how do you lose an F-35? How is there not a tracking device? And we're asking the public to find a jet and turn it in? ? The jet's transponder, which usually helps locate the aircraft, wasn't working for some reason that we haven't yet determined. So they haven't determined why it's not working. They haven't determined where the jet is. And we haven't even determined the name of the guy. We haven't determined anything. All we know is there's an F-35 in the loose, and we're releasing this information to the public. The question is, why are we releasing it to the public, right? That's the only question you should ask, because they never tell you something unless it's part of their plans. Now, again, this could just play into the basic mindset of a failing military, a failing government, which makes it more believable when this country implodes, which is happening very, very soon, right? We would all, isn't every single person going to look at this if something happens catastrophic in this country and be like, well, look at the idiots in charge. Look at the idiots who are, you know, what they did to the military with all the stuff with pride and pronouns. They'll believe it. They'll believe that America was weakened by this political party. We'll blame one another, of course, and then we're all responsible because we're the ones that voted them in, when none of that is true. And it's actually our own government who's doing this to us. But if people realize it was their own government, again, they would uprise against this. No pun intended with that word, right? We all understand what's happening, but the majority of people do not. It's very easy to get sucked into this stuff. It's very easy. You know, there's a level of an awakening, right, where people out there see stuff. You know, and obviously now more than when I started, even though I'm a new YouTuber, people think that they're awake. You know, back when I started, like, oh, wow, you know, seeing this stuff, it's kind of blowing my mind. Everybody thinks they're awake now. All conservatives think they're awake because they see the, you know, what's going on with the Democratic Party. But they don't realize that, okay, so if you look at the news as if it's controlled, they're like, oh, it's all fake news. Then why do you look at a story like this and think it's real and that it's not in some way hurting you in some direction, whether it's mentally to feel this way or believe this, or for, you know, them to come out and sell and say that the jet itself was hijacked by the boogeyman or whatever. Every single thing is to hurt you in the main. It's not just these stories that are anti-Trump that are out there and you can go, that's misinformation. They're all losing their mind. Everything they're doing is by design. It's a script. It's like watching a movie. Just we believe that the movie is reality when it's not. The stuff they show you in the movies is the reality. That's how twisted all this stuff is. So I'll continue with the article and we'll finish up talking about it. But the jet's transponder, which usually helps locate the craft, was not working, like I said, for some reason undetermined, how convenient. Aerospace giant Lockheed Martin, who you just saw, describes the F-35 series on its website as the most advanced fighter jet in the world as well as the most lethal, stealthy, and survivable aircraft. Well, of course. And it just happens to be the one that goes missing, right? The one that has a direct energy weapon on it. The one that, I mean, do you know that, like, if a plane went up, okay, just say like a United Airlines flight or whatever. Is that what it's called now? Continental is United. Okay. So United Airlines flight goes up, okay? And then they realize that the jet's transponder wasn't working, right? They would turn the plane around and land the plane immediately. That's common sense, right? How many stories have we heard about a plane that goes up, somebody gets sick on board? I recently heard a story about somebody had diarrhea on the plane, and they had to turn the plane around and land the plane. So if a plane goes up and the jet's transponder isn't working, the plane would go back and land because it would be like a malfunction. Oh, this isn't working. We got to land the plane for safety purposes. Everybody would be like, oh, okay. But you're telling me in this case, with a military plane that cost $80 billion, so to speak, or $80 million, whatever it was, that this thing is just missing in the sky, and that nobody was like, hey, you know, this isn't working. You should land the plane immediately. Oh, the whole thing just went haywire for some reason. And then they call on us, the people. What are we supposed to do? Get a pair of binoculars and a telescope and go looking around for the F-35, which couldn't go missing if it wanted to because it's so massive? I mean, no, nobody's going to see it crash. A huge, you know, flame up in the sky. Nobody's noticing that. They're not sending military planes on their home without telling us to fly around and look for the location of it. They would know that where it was headed, right? So couldn't they send out 10 fighter jets to locate it and catch up with it speed-wise? I mean, how insane is this story? It's so stupid that people would believe that this is actually capable of happening and that they would actually call on us and ask us for help and tell us this. They would never tell you this. Right? Think about blunders. Why would they tell you that all these blunders are happening in the government and the military? Because they're setting you up. They're setting all of us up. So they would just send people to look for it. They would find it almost immediately. It's a plane, okay? If the plane crashed, you're going to find flames and smoke and a big, you know, huge, if it's in a field, you'll find it. Even if it's in the trees, you'll find it. It's not going to go missing. So we're supposed to believe past the fact. Let's just take the fact that the GPS is conveniently not working. Okay, fine. We'll believe that part. Fine. An idiot will believe that, even though that's not happening ever. Okay, fine. The GPS isn't working, so the plane is missing. So you wouldn't send fighter jets out there to locate it? Helicopters, fighter jets, whatever, and then not... Wouldn't you not tell the people this? Why would you put this in the mainstream media unless you wanted it out there for some type of psychological operation, for some type of setup that's coming? So that's what this is. And I'm curious to see what you think could be coming from it. Is it just to continue to say, hey, look how stupid our government is. Look how stupid our military is. All these things would never happen on Trump's watch. These things wouldn't happen on so-and-so's watch. Oh my goodness, we're going to get smooshed. We're going to get smooshed by Russia and China, et cetera, et cetera. Are they setting us up that way? Or literally, are they going to come out with a story that they say that an F-35 has been kidnapped and abducted, or somebody else has, some other country's gotten access to our plane and they're going rogue and, you know, creating direct energy? I mean, all the types of stories you could possibly imagine are out there. I'm curious to what you think. Because remember, nothing makes the news unless they want it to, especially the national news. And anything that's a military op, think about that. How often do they report on something like this? Right? A military operation. They did the same thing in Afghanistan. They never had to tell anybody about all that nonsense in Afghanistan with pulling out the planes and leaving. Why do you think they told everybody that we left all of that military equipment out there? Why would they ever tell us? All they have to do is go, don't ever leak that to the people. They want this type of information out there because of what it psychologically does, right? Oh, my goodness. Now we can see why this is happening. Now we can see why America, which was once a powerhouse, which seemed like nobody could ever penetrate it, except on the 11th of September, which, of course, was done by our own government as well, working with bagel biters. But, you know, nobody would ever believe it. But now they would believe that America, oh, yeah, it's vulnerable, right? How many times do we hear the media? It's vulnerable to attack. Is America going to get attacked? Oh, America's weaker than attack. All done by design. So let me know in the comment section what you think this is. I think it's absolutely hilarious that they're actually even reporting on it and people don't think that way. But I think it's even more hilarious that it's a John Doe. He ejected. He's perfectly fine somewhere. We'll never find out who he is, right, or what happened. And of course, all the stuff on the plane just happened to not be working. And they didn't try to just land it immediately or use, you know, they're like, well, you know, you could control these things with autopilot. Yeah, you could fly them without pilots too. So question is, what's the agenda behind this? We'll find out. I thank everyone for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless all of you as always and your families.